the number of babies born in cities like Washington, D.C., Baltimore, New York City, and others is significantly less, like two babies aborted, two pregnancies aborted for every one that's successfully completed amongst black women. I've never heard of that rate of abortion anywhere else in history in the entire world, or except for maybe Russia. Russia and the Soviet Union probably achieved that in some of its areas. We have been joined in our circle today by your brother, our brother, Brother Mumbera Akwaba. Welcome to the circle. How is our Brother Mumbera today? All right. We hear you just fine. I trust that you have been listening. You hear the direction the conversation has been going in the last few minutes. Okay. Do you have any thoughts you want to contribute? We're talking in general about state of the race, the protection of our community, and I was bringing up the fact that I'm launching this campaign called Big Up Manhood. Any thoughts you want to share with us? I am proposing a multi-generational, transgenerational manhood rites of passage program. That rites of passage program would be suitable for the youngest children that are, you know, just letting go of their mama's apron at about 7 years of age. I believe that life goes through cycles of seven. So 0 to 7, you're hanging on, you're clinging to your mother. From 7 to 14, you're starting to explore the world now and discover that you are an individual. That we need to have rites of passage programs that not only transcend the separate generations or the separate seven-year cycles, but also that bind the 7-year-old to the 14-year-old, to the 21-year-old, to the 28-year-old, 35-year-old, et cetera, as these cycles of seven continue. Any thoughts? Need you to stay a little closer to the microphone, please, Mumbera. Oh, okay. Well, just man, big up manhood, that vocal cord. Sorry about that. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's when I talked about they need to be bound to the generations, that there is this constancy, not just of handing the baton off, but co-holding the baton until we have 10 generations or 10 cycles of seven holding the baton at the same time. That baton is not going to hit the ground. It's forgotten. Junius, I'm going to disagree with you. It's hard for me to do that to you, but you're going to agree why I disagree. Because we do that. All you got to do is pledge a Greek letter organization, and isn't it a binding for life with very frequent reengagement? You're talking about Maladoma Somme? Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. Good points that you make in Maladoma Somme. I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't have the book, but I did get a chance to spend time with Maladoma Somme on multiple occasions. Like Water for Light, is that the right book? Or like Water for Spirit. Yeah, and I'll post up a link to get that book as well. I think I need to have that book in my library, and I think a lot more people need to have that book in the library. Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. Well, let's put some solutions on the table. We're shortened their hour-long broadcast now here with the mastermind. But we always need to put solutions on the table. One of my solutions is, and read the cover and the title and subtitle, please. Okay, wonderful. Mm-hmm. I'm looking on Mr. Bezos' site, and it looks like the same cover still. But that's not the original cover. So I remember the cover looking distinctly different in the mid-1990s when Maladoma Somme came to Long Beach to our research group and spoke several times. So, again, these initiation processes are very, very important. Can we survive without them or without some major interruption of our current trajectory? Let's begin with you, Brother Mumbere. Dwara, you respond and then you give him the question. And Mumbere, when I asked the question, I did add on the current trajectory to the question, can we survive? Junius, I think it's on your end, but I could be wrong. Brother Junius, did you want to respond to that? Can we survive? Is it possible we can survive? I wrote the book, Fade to Black, The Passing of a Great Race. It said very definitively, on this current trajectory, no, we cannot survive. So we either decide to change or prepare our legacy and trust that that, you know, white girl who was head of the NAACP up in Seattle will take good care of our legacy. Go back and fetch. Go back and fetch, Sankofa. That's very, very important. What highest priorities should be pushed to the forefront? You heard me give mine earlier, is that it, our destiny lies in the eyes of the infant. Anybody else? Highest priority? There could be so many because we're so weak in so many areas. That's right. So highest priority, how do you put a highest priority on an esoteric idea like that? Brother Mumbere, I trust Brother Junius's genius and judgment, but aren't the Christians going to lynch him if he tries to Africanize the entire village? Black Christians. How long will it take us to convince more of this Christian church legacy? We got the AME Convention, the National Baptist Convention Incorporated, or National Black Baptist Incorporated. We have these different huge organizations with huge members, and we have this whole rising factor of the prosperity ministry in the black community, the have a little once or more, as Brother Coakley used to call them. I don't think we have time to convert these 80,000 black Christian churches in the United States into African-centered, sovereign and sustainable development communities. The data shows that I'm correct in that as an assessment. I'm just using just scientific data. I do agree with you, and I have been in a couple of African-centered or African-themed ministries. My brother Reginald down in Atlanta has done a brilliant job. Unfortunately, the size of his congregation compared to Klepto Dollar, and at that time Bishop Eddie Longstroke was still in place, the size of his culturally conscious congregation compared to these other mega churches almost made him non-existent, even though Brother Reggie is a brilliant, insightful, and very sensitive man. Good teacher. And, of course, in Brazil, what is white? Capoeira and other influences, cultural influences. And let's be clear, the history shows, according to the book by Dr. David Imhotep, The First Americans Were Africans, those Brazilians got some long roots connecting them to Angola and other West African communities. They have some long roots. We're talking about 100,000 years. So we, enough respect to them all. I love Brazilian culture, Brazilian people, Brazilian music. I wish that the Brazilians and the African Americans and the Colombians, Cubans, Jamaicans, and all would come together from the perspective of a global diaspora to strengthen ourselves so that we could support, embrace, and be the direct investors in Africa's rise to its superpower status. Yeah, with a trip. I'm proud to say, for those who've been listening to me and saying, I want to go, we're looking at mid-April, returning to the motherland. And this time is going to be another trip of the East African Community Health and Education Mission. So we're going on a mission there, very specific mission. Let me ask this question, because I was listening to Kevin Samuels over the last couple of days. Somehow he popped back up into my YouTube feed. is marriage from the current contemporary Western status, is it a, I'm not going to say dead issue, is it a killing issue? Does marriage in this current contemporary Western sense, does it kill pair bonding relationship and family formation? Because in current marriage, the way it's configured, the woman holds so many of the cards. The man is the one who proposes the marriage. The woman is the one who captures the man and convinces him to do so. But once it gets legalized, she has the power to wreck the family, take all or half of his money to, in many circumstances, especially look at what's happening with the professionals, to take so much of the money that she gets a free ride in life and just constantly holds the threat of taking him to court over his children as a sort of 18-year extortion scheme. That's, hey, love ain't got nothing to do with that anymore, Brother Junior. Yeah, and it doesn't work for African cultural value system. You mentioned about the dowry. They called it the bride price. And in many of those cultures, you will pay a bride price to the family to pick her into your family. But if you bring her back, they got to give the cows and the goats and the wealth back. And they don't want to give it back. So they send her back to you and say, listen, we raise you to honor your family, et cetera, and you need to go back in there and do what's right. When that's perpetuated over generations, as you spoke, Brother Junius, when that's perpetuated over generations, it creates order over generations. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yeah. Sister Kashiba, a.k.a. Carol, has a comment. Before the infant is created, honor and marry his mother. Be faithful and cherish your wife and family. I say, I signed on to that. I did that by living example, hoping to do it again by living example. There's a problem, Sister Kashiba. And maybe you have an answer. Maybe someone else has an answer. I think maybe it's the rites of passage again is the answer for all of this, fixing the family, is how do we deal with a generation of women now who are encouraged to have their wild out years. You know what I'm talking about. Those years between high school graduation or college graduation and then when they finally settle into the pattern to form a family and that pair bonding. There's a significant proportion of women out here, girls just want to have fun. They want to go out drinking with their friends. You go out drinking with your friends enough times and you're going to end up relaxing one night and you see, oh, pretty Tony with the pretty skin and the pretty textured hair and everything. And before you know it, Tony all up in your business. Or what's the guy's name? Used to be married to Mariah Carey. All up in your business, leaving you with a baby. Now everything has changed. Everything has changed. Look at these. Some of these athletes. These guys got five, six children by three or four or more women. Can you imagine a professional athlete having six children by eight different women? He's trying. His mathematics just aren't very good. But seriously, we got to take this serious. Another comment. Brother Abdul in the house. My daughter is going on a mission trip with to Ghana, and then her and I either go the week before or after. That is so beautiful. Eddie in the house. Greetings to the mastermind. Is it true that when a new system or ruling party is put into place, that they also bring in a new religion? I don't. I've never heard of that. Anybody else? Can you give me the example of that? Excellent example. Colonization. I good point. Excellent point you make. I completely agree. And I think he's talking about this election party switch, etc. What we do see, and it's been persisting, is nepotism. And this nepotism, unfortunately, is one of those things that's going to be eliminated from African governance so that they can have more predictable and reliable generations of leadership coming in. You have this situation in Kenya between the Kikuyu and the Luo, which has persisted for over a half a century, and it's very problematic. So when a Kikuyu president is elected, you see a disproportionate number of the favors handed out by the government, Kikuyu people. That's right. That's right. So, yeah, I mean, these things are somewhat infecting of culture and societies and civilizations for a long time. They won't completely go away until you have an education system, including rites of passage, that bring a much more enlightened population to the forefront. Again, the hope is in the eyes of these infants. It's Latin. That's right. That's so true. Summum bonum, meaning the greatest good. We can trace that back to the time of Imhotep. That's right. That's right. Begin to wrap things up. Any other thoughts that need to be put into the conversation? Any news that needs to be conversation? America today, wake up to celebrate another mass shooting, this time in Southern California in the suburb of Monterey Park, where one of my dear friends lives right close to that. And there's a 65% of Monterey Park is people of Asian ancestry or descent, lineage, and the predominant of those would be Chinese Americans. Unfortunately, somebody shoots up a street celebration, and at the last news report, 10 people killed and at least 10 people hospitalized, some in serious condition. And we're reminded once again, another year of up to 65 or more mass shootings in America every month last year. Is this a law enforcement crime they're responding to? Is this a trend that's going to be expansive during 2023? Yes. Again, the 1996 book by Samuel P. Huntington called The Clash of Civilizations and the Remaking of World Order predicted that the greatest tensions and conflicts of the future would be along ethnic fault lines separating one group from another. Is this an example of ethnic fault lines creating these hostilities? And when you talk about Antifa, you remind me of the word Intifada, which as we speak right now, Israel, Palestine, are moving toward another round of Intifada, which is a generalized, broad-based uprising by the oppressed Palestinians against their Israeli colonizers and oppressors. And that almost bears another hour of discussion as we see de-dollarization going on around the world, especially around the oil-producing countries. Let's wrap it up. Everybody, put one last thing on the table before we close for today's program. Let's begin with you, Brother Mumbaro. We haven't heard you for a minute. How do we do that? Real quick suggestion.
Okay.
Rara, you want to put something on the table for us to close with? All right. Brother Junius, your final thoughts for today's program? All right. I am going to put on the table, unless and until we recover the foundation of civilization formation, we're talking about food, we're talking about health, we're talking about the structure of the family, the relationship between the generations, land development, as well as our global relations. Unless we can recover all of these and repair them, we are on the worst track that our people have known in the last 300 years or more. It's really that bad. At least under enslavement, we had positive fertility, so we would at least know the next generation had a chance to be able to correct the major problems. But right now, with this negative fertility rate and so rapid decline of all these institutions, we cannot do it. So I'm going to go back to a book that I wrote called The Repairing, Making Reparations Practical. We have enough resources to repair ourselves. Lastly, I just put up a link for those who want to participate. I have the website up, even though I'm going to be developing the website today. If you go there right now, it's very basic, and I mean, it's not even pretty. It's called bigupmanhood.com. I also put up a link. Somebody's going to be the first one to join this upcoming intergenerational rites of passage program, which begins in mid-February. So we got just a little less than a month before we go ahead and launch this thing. And this thing is going to be huge. Trust me, it's going to be huge. So let's big up our manhood. I congratulate each and every one of you. Literally, during the program, I got messages from other people saying, I'm part of it. I'm part of the biggest manhood. You saying, Junior? Okay. So I did put up the link there, Big Up Manhood. It's going to be mind, body, spirit, male rites of passage programs, and it will conclude with arms linked. We now have a mission that's much bigger than us, and that mission is going to bind all of us together for a long time, and we'll be supporting. I'm part of programs like that. You talked about a Bibi Tumi Casa, and they are wonderful for bringing those type of critical missions. Mm-hmm. Oh, I may have copied the link wrong. Let me just do this. Let me put this up one more time. Okay. So Big Up Manhood. I guess, Brother Junius, you've been on those male enhancement sites so much they got you, they got those cookies tagging you. Oh, listen, because I put in sometimes some links like that, and they all go to, like, Vitacost trying to sell me supplements, you know, which, you know, I'm cool with supplements, you know. But I'm just messing with you, Brother Junius. We do know, you know, how to apply manhood. And on that note, we want to thank you all for participating. Last couple of comments came in. Saul inspired, my family seems only to want to talk about surface discussing sports mainly. It's so sad. I agree, many of our families, we need community support in healing. Ashe, bigupmanhood.com. Let's do the best we can do for this generation. And last thing, this is a statement by Eddie. Let's use the Davos Group as an example. They say we will own nothing and like it. Will that not cut the church's income? That's too deep a conversation for me to explore in this last 10 seconds. I despise the Davos Group. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of the religious communities as they are currently configured, but I really despise the Davos Group. If you ask me to choose between the religious community and the Davos Group, I'm going to always choose that religious community because they got elders, they got women, they got children. They belong to us organically in the community. In the Davos Group, I'll let Mombara do the cussing because I am ordained. I don't cuss anymore. Yeah, but let me end the program first. Thank you all for participating. They are truly, truly evil. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm going to pull the other guys out of the link here, and I want to just show you this graphic that I pulled up on the Big Up Manhood program. I want you to seriously consider males out here joining this. It's a fee, it is a fee-based. We got materials and things you're going to be getting as part of a couple of books, et cetera. But this is our chance to redeem ourselves at a time of seasonal change that I think is just really, really advantageous. And so we come from a long lineage of high achievers, and now the baton is passed to our generation. We must always remember that as we reach for the stars, we stand upon the shoulders of giants. I say, yo.